哈利路亚，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be with you。
感谢主耶稣，我们今天下午一起来学习圣礼的食物。
We give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have this opportunity to study the practical practice of sacraments.
因为要讲食物哈，不讲一点理论，不晓得怎么办。
If we merely talk about the practice without a theoretical background, it may be lacking.
So 呢，请大家翻开你的讲义倒数哈，倒数的几页哈，有关洗礼部分。
We'd like to open your handout. It should be on the last few pages of your handout and talk about water baptism.
那因为我们在座都是圣工人员。
Since most of us are holy water people.
所以我想我们用讨论的方式。
So rather use a discussion than lecture.
所以呢，我就问，那请诸位来回答。
We're going to post a question and request an answer from you.
我们有关洗礼的由来是怎么来的呢？
What is the origin of water baptism?
罗弟兄
Brother Lo,
start from the New Testament.
从新约开始
Example set.
这是由耶稣所设下的榜样
Number one, how about number two?
How about secondary?
Anyone, please, help.
Wash away sin.
除罪
How does it come from?、怎么来的？Besides Jesus set it up.
And then the
disciples also did it. Apostle also did it. 门徒也这样做。Then what about the third condition? Stephen.
The apostles.
Right. The third one. Yeah. Number three.
Yeah, by the apostles.
Number one is what? Set up by Jesus Christ, right? Number two?
Jesus commanded disciples.
Number three? 第三是什么？跟得救有关哈。
The third is have related to salvation.
感谢主。那我在神学院他们又教我一点。
In the theology seminar, they have given the fourth.
他说，假如合乎这三个条件就是圣礼的话。
If it just merely meet the three criteria we call a sacrament,
那爱怎么办？
Then how about love?
爱是不是圣礼？
Is a love a sacrament?
主耶稣设立爱嘛，主耶稣爱啊，很爱啊，
The Jesus himself set a good example of love.
主耶稣也叫我们要彼此相爱啊。
He also commanded to love each other.
那爱根据马太福音25章也跟得救有关系啊。
According to Matthew chapter 25, love has a direct relationship to salvation.
没有爱就变山羊了，就不是绵羊了。
If we don't have love, we become goat, not sheep.
所以呢，爱也是圣礼，这样对不对
？So I would say that love is a one of the sacraments. Is that true?
请诸位回答一下吧。
We'll request your reply too.
Love is commandment. That's right. But 为什么如果合乎这三个条件，为什么 love 不是圣礼呢？
Since love is commandment, why it meets all three criteria? Why isn't become a sacrament by itself?
通常这个在讲道就不用讲了哈。
It is merely with the provide a sermon. We should not go into this.
这个讲了就没什么意思了哈。
It's become a little argumentary.
那个老师这样谈了，大家做参考。我今天讲话都是我学的，但是自己要思考哦，因为很多东西，跟还有我自己有时候会想一想乱想哦，所以要自己慎思明辨哦。
Like to put out disclaimer, all this is my personal thought, and you should consider carefully before accepting it.
第四点要有祝圣的过程。
The fourth the criteria is had to be the
process of sanctifying, 是不是
process of sanctification.
就是要有一个物质。
Now we need to have a material.
那成为一种属灵的东西。
Then be transformed into spiritual.
那这个过程呢，要有圣灵参与的一种祝圣的过程。
Through the process, they have to have participation of the Holy Spirit to become sanctified.
如果这样的话呢，我们就觉得说相当完备了。如果它的 definition 是这样的话。
If we include those four criteria, then we consider the definition is complete.
比如说洗礼。
For example, water baptism.
圣灵运行就是有一个注圣的过程。
Now, Holy Spirit removed within the water itself that has a sanctification.
比如说圣餐。
Like Holy Communion.
那个注谢就是一个注圣的过程。
Now, give thanks, which is a sanctifying process.
洗脚礼要圣灵充满的人来做这也是必备的条件。
The sacrament of foot washing will require the person full with Holy Spirit to perform, which is a sanctification.
那这个注圣的过程呢？刚开始当然有注圣的过程，就是原来是由这种物质的东西嘛，才要注圣的。哦，所以刚开始无论是水啦，这个典礼呢，大部分都原来跟物质有关系，然后到注圣。所以呢，这是做参考了哈，做参考。
This will be used for your reference, since all material has to be transformed from the material through sanctification become the material used in the holy, in the sacraments.
如果是这样的话呢，爱就不是一个典礼了。
In that case, the love is not a sacrament.
因为爱没有注圣的过程了。
Because the practice love, we don't need went through the process of sanctification.
洗礼的功效。
The efficacy of the water baptism.
Father.
Very
good.
赎罪，
还有没有
？Is anyone else?
Father at the back. 我不好意思叫长老执事，长老执事都会背了哈。我们叫弟兄了哈。
We'll request the answer from the brothers and not our elders deacons.
有听有 deacon? 成为神的儿子。谢谢。还有没有其他的
？To become the son of God. Is anyone anymore?
我们复习一下就好哈。还有很多了比如说披戴耶稣归入耶稣
For example, covered by Christ and belongs to Christ.
受洗者的资格
What is qualification to receive water baptism?
受洗的人我们要求他做什么呢
What do we require from the person who received water baptism?
张姐妹
Sister Zhang
要信悔改
信什么
信耶稣
To believe the water, to believe in Jesus and His redemption.
我们现在除了很基本的之后，我们还要信一个很重要的是什么
？One more the thing we need to believe is.
受洗有受洗的
功。很好，那个都很那再一个，再一个就好了。信什么？
信耶稣。
信耶稣，对，再一个，教会，教会。
The other element is believe in church.
谢谢那个很重要哦。
This is very important.
我很不好意思说一句话，因为我这个人不太会隐藏，不知道怎么办。
I'm not quite to the, I'm not tactful myself.
我觉得我们的有些工人哦，不一定相信真耶稣教是唯一得救的教会哦。
I personally believe some of the workers within our church not believe the true Jesus Church is the only church that is have full salvation.
那个柯传道如果要到什么地方领会，他问我说，在美国要讲什么道理啊？
When the pastor called him want to lead the sermons, asked United States, asked him, what kind of sermon should I give?
我都跟他讲，讲独一真教会就没错了。
I said to talk about the one true church.
我们美国的教会大家对这个观念还蛮淡薄的。
The church in the United States has a very vague the concept regarding the one true church.
我们要帮人受洗之前呢，我们一定要强调这一点，这是末世唯一得救的方舟。要相信。
Before we give people the water baptism, we need to emphasize on this. This church is the only church in the end time that's the ark for salvation.
当然，这是相信。那悔改当然是包括两方面的信仰上面跟行为上面。
We have to believe and repent, both in the spiritually but also in behavior.
施洗者有什么资格？
What kind of qualification does the person performing water baptism should have?
Brother Andy.你可不可以帮人家受洗
？Brother Andy, can you baptize a person?
有圣灵。
The person performing baptism have to have Holy Spirit.
你有没有圣灵
？Do you have Holy Spirit?
有圣灵。那你可以帮人家受洗吗？
还要有圣旨。
还有圣旨。
Also have to have the missioner.
来，所以帮我回答一下。有没有长子在这边帮我回答？黄长老怎么办？是不是一定要圣职才可以帮人家施洗
Does this person must have the assignment before he can perform the water baptism?
帮我指导一下。
肇始都是前上一章八节的圣，就是受差遣。
受差遣就可以了。
当然有，当然是受膏者是最好的。但是如果照使徒行传一章八节说，你们得到圣灵就是受差遣了。
好。
According to the Acts chapter 1 verse 8, once you receive Holy Spirit, you are assigned the duty to preach the gospel.
我只是在笑，我只是有答案。来，
弟兄们 ，please。
我们一般的讲话是不是，假如有圣职人员在，应该是以圣职人员来做事情。
Commonly is if you have minister within your church, you should ask a missionary to the missionary to the perform water baptism.
假如在某一个 case， 比如说你必须要赶快受洗，有人可能病得很严重。
However,
有情况之下没有圣职人员在，或是有弟兄姐妹有圣灵，也可以给人做事情。
However, in some unique cases, there is no the elder deacons around, and if brother or sister have to receive water baptism, and there is a brother or sister who has Holy Spirit, they can perform the sacrament.
所以张姐妹说的是对的，有圣灵就可以给人家施洗，但是为了教会的秩序，应该是秩序了。那所以呢，如果有圣职人员的地方呢，就请圣职人员来施洗。
So this is John is correct. As long as you have a Holy Spirit, you can perform water baptism. However, for the order within the church, if there's a missionary there, ask them to perform.
在非洲小朋友死得很快。
In Africa, the children die very young.
小弟到肯亚去，礼拜五晚上，一个小朋友被蚊子叮到了。
When I went to Kenya this time, a young boy was bitten by a mosquito on Friday night.
礼拜天就过世了，因为非洲的蚊子有马拉利亚，带马拉利亚。
Because of the African the mosquito carrying malaria.
那礼拜天就过世，我们礼拜一去帮他办丧礼。
So Sunday, he contracted the disease and passed away. And on Monday.We have to hold a funeral service.
那我们那边的弟兄就会讲说：“哎呀，你们 missionary 一年才来四次啊，这个怎么办呢？这么紧急要怎么办呢
？”And the brothers in Africa ask us, "What should we do? You only come to here quarterly. We have facing this kind of dire circumstances. What should we do?"
那我们在非洲肯亚有四个这个我们称他们为 volunteer worker， 就是原来他们都是外教会的主教 bishop。那信真耶稣教会的话呢？就不再是主教了，那他也帮忙做这些牧养的工作，那我们就跟他们谈到说呢，特殊的需要的话，这个是你们受差遣就可以这样做了。
In Kenya, we have a four volunteer worker. They used to be a bishop of our denomination. Once they learned the truth in converting our church, we instructed them to become the volunteer worker to minister for us in our behalf.And we instructed them, if there is a circumstance like that, you already have Holy Spirit perform the duty.
那好，我们在谈那个洗礼的方法，这个大家都知道，低下头，全身受浸，奉主耶稣圣名施洗。
We now talk about the method of performing water baptism. Everyone should know about that by now. Is bow your head in calling upon the Lord Jesus' holy name and full immersion.
婴孩可以受洗的原因在哪里呢
？What is the reason why a baby can receive water baptism？
大家都有答案哈。
I believe everyone has the answer。
小弟有一个想法。
But I have a thought。
如果婴孩不必受洗
，if an infant does not require to be baptized，
那么主耶稣基督就不用经过童女来出生了。
Then Lord Jesus Christ will not require to be born by virgin，
对不对
？Is that true？
对不对？如果婴孩不必受洗的话，耶稣基督就不用经过童女来出生了，对不对
？What do you think? If infant does not require water baptism, then our Lord does not need to be virgin born.
Lisa， 对不对
？Sister Lisa，
对不起啊，我怎么会只敢叫年轻的
？I'm so sorry. I only dare to quiz our younger member.
张姐妹很年轻了，所以我叫她。
So I agree that Sister John is young too.
有没有？没关系啦，大家研讨一下。即使真的讲，你也不一定会讲错啊，讲错也没有关系。这样。
No answer is a bad answer.
Very good. 杜弟兄，来，你觉得呢
？Brother Du.
老神在战，你有答案。
不再把你讲的再。
Could you repeat the question?
如果婴孩不必受洗的话，
If an infant does not require water baptism,
那么是不是那耶稣是不是就怎么讲？不必就同不必不必从童里出，换句话说，耶稣就可以随便的父母结合出生就可以了。
Then is Jesus came born by ordinary couples, not necessary from virgin birth.
我小弟要谈到的就是说，为什么耶稣一定要经过童女出生
？I try to pursue the reasoning why Jesus must be born by a virgin.
因为罪从怎么样？一人进入世界，对不对
？Because sin came into the world through one person.
那任何人从亚当这一条 family tree 下来的，通通生活在罪里面，通通是在罪里面，对不对？
Now, everyone that come down from the branch of Adam all live under sin.
是不是这样？
Isn't this true?
所以耶稣基督不是亚伦的等次，是麦基洗德的等次，是不是？
That's the reason why the Jesus is not the level of the Aaron, but at the level of the Melchizedek.
耶稣基督一定要在这个 family tree 之外的一个无罪的系统出生，所以就罪对耶稣基督就没有影响，他才有资格为我们来受死。
So he had to born outside of the branch of sin.So he be sinless, therefore he can be, therefore he can die for us.
所以有人在 argue 婴儿不必受洗的时候呢，我就突然想，我们跟他讲这个的时候呢，他好像也不晓得怎么回答，因为的确是这样子的。如果婴儿没有罪的话，那么耶稣呢就可以随便父母出生就可以了。
When we discussed this, the infant baptism for the infant, we ran into discussion with the other peoples, and then we have this thought.If infant does not require be baptized, then Jesus had no need to born from virgin.
有没有问题？请说。
我问问题啊。
我不一定有答案呢。
没关系，你现在讲是对的了，因为同理生不是普通的男女的关系生，所以没有罪，对。然后我们现在有一个弟兄，一个姐妹，两个人都受洗。变成一个无罪的，那么他无罪所生的孩子，还是有罪。
Now the question is, as a following the logic, there is the Jesus was born through a virgin, therefore not from the lust of the man, therefore he is sinless. What about the case of when a brother and sister they all baptized and all sinless, now they marry, they begot a child, is a child sin have original sin or not?
男女结合的，我认为了哈，男女结合的就是亚当的这个传承下来的。那罪已经在世界，罪从一人进入世界，所以我们不能从这个人出来。那至于他们两个没有罪是个人的事情了哈。那之后他们生出来这个人就是罪从一人进来进入世界。我没有什么逻辑，我只能扩这个经节来回答。
So I don't have much logic for it, but I have to quote this verse is. The sin comes through one man into this world, even though the brother and sister have been baptized they, for themselves, individually, their original sins was cleansed away, but not for their child.
好，我们等一下可以继续再讨论这个问题。
We'll be welcome to more discussion upon this particular question.
受洗应该注意的事项。
There's a few things we need to...
还有问题，请说。
刚才你的 argument 是说
怎么生？
不可以受洗是的 argument 是说，因为我们受洗一定要怎么样？
要相信。
相信，然后要悔改。那基本上是，我想是 argument。
对对，婴孩这个我们都知道答案嘛哈。
The question the try to get clarification is child the infant have no sin. No, I guess I already went over my head. I'm sorry.
他那个 argument 是正确的，婴儿没有办法自己信。
Therefore,
这是另外一个 angle 了哈，另外一个 angle.
They can because of to receive water baptism, one of the criteria is have to believe. The infant does not believe yet.
但是借着父母亲的相信呢，我们可以帮婴孩施洗。
But through the faith of his parents.Now we can perform the water baptism.
所以受洗应注意的事项，如果受洗婴孩的话呢，我们要确定婴孩必须要能够长在一个 信仰可以造就的环境下面。
So there's some practical issues. If an infant was request to be baptized, we need to be sure that infant will be carried up, bring up in the environment that full with faith.
换句话说，父母要立志呢，把婴孩带到这个主的主的名下。
That is the parent,
在主里面把他们养大。
Parents make determination that will bring the child up in Lord.
那父母要帮他们相信。
Their faith will be based on their parents.
就好像婴孩他没有办法他生病，父母相信就可以帮他们祷告，那他们便可以得医治，同样的道理。
Just like a similar the incidents when Charles was ill, because their parents believe they can pray and heal them.
好，我们来看食物哈。
Now let's talk about some practical issues.
要受洗之前呢，我们最好要有慕道班。
Before we give the perform the water baptism, we best have, the best practice is we have a class for truth seeker.
我现在谈一谈Pacifica 教会的做法。
Let me let you, the, share with you the practice of Pacifica Church.
十大信条 Pacifica 教会在慕道者受洗之前呢，一定要经过十二课。
There's a 12 lessons the Pacifica Church will give to a truth seeker regarding the
用这个当课本。
The basic beliefs using these pamphlets as the textbooks.
那其中一课，最后一课就是谈一谈那个圣徒生活须知。
The last lesson is the believers and the manual.
另外一课我忘记了哈。
There's another lesson I not quite recall.
就十大信条里面，然后再加两课 ，specific 教是这样。
Basically, the 10 basic beliefs and plus 2 additional lessons.
那讲完课的人呢，如果说大概这样一讲课的话，也经过三个月了。
After this lesson, it took about 3 months to complete.
他如果各方面问题都没有了，那么也要求受洗，我们就帮他们受洗。
If the truth seeker have no longer have any question and they request to be baptized, we'll perform.
我们随时可以帮他们受洗。
Anytime we can perform water baptism.
那为什么他们这样做呢？
Why they choose this practice?
因为他们认为有时候传道一来讲一篇道理呢，那慕道者受感动，马上要受洗，这样对父神来讲太为难了。
In their perspectives, if the minister came and evangelized in the locality through a sermon, moved some believer, the truth seekers, and they request to be baptized, which creates some problem for the board members.
他们认为使徒教会天天都有信徒增加给他们，所以呢，我们也可以这样做。
And also they have read Acts that believed in the apostolic times, the believer would add to them daily, so they can do the same.
那即使一个慕道者呢，礼拜三晚上来聚会都有慕道班。
Even on Wednesday night, a truth seeker come to church for service, they will set up the truth seeker's class for him.
那他们刚开始当然是训练一些种子讲员了吼。
Of course, they have built up a group of the caretakers.
就是那再来那个种子讲员已经开始在授课的时候呢，他们又带另外一个可以帮忙工作，未来要帮忙做这个工作的人呢，在那边旁听呢，就好像师徒相授这样子。
During the lecturers giving the lectures in the truth seeker class, they also bring in an aide who may in the future take over the job.
我觉得。感谢主，他们做的还可以了哈。
We give thanks to Lord; they performed this quite well.
这个也可以做大家的参考。
This may add to your reference list.
那洗礼前有一些准备。
There's some preparation we have to do before the baptism.
如果您帮忙施洗的话呢，不晓得你有没有穿球鞋
？If you help out the water baptism, I wonder have you wear sneakers?
有没有必要
？It's not necessary.
穿球鞋下水。
Wear a sneaker, enter the water is unnecessary.
我觉得好像不错的 idea 哈，可以想想看。
I think it's a quite wonderful idea, but let's ponder on that.
还有人说呢，下水帮人家施洗，诸位都会下，以后都会下水帮人家施洗嘛哈。你要穿的多一点，还穿的少一点
？And enter the water.
尤其是在纽约十二月零下三十一度的时候，不是零下啊，三十一度的时候，你要怎么穿？
To perform, most of you will have the opportunity in the future to perform water baptism. What should you clothe yourself? You want to dress heavy or light, especially when temperature is low.
大家选选看，第一哈，就是去买那个潜水衣哈。 穿在里面了、
哦、Let's think about it. Some would suggest let's put a scuba dive suit.
哎，然后外面再穿自己的衣服了哈。
The outside clothes or the common clothes.
你下去都不会冷哈。
The enter the water will never feel cold.
Choice number one 哈、
哦。That's
等一下大家选选看哈、
哦。Number one choice.
第二个选择。
Second.
你就穿厚一点的衣服。
You dress heavy.
就是厚一点的哈、哦。第三个选择。哎、我看到很多年轻人很勇敢哦，零下哦。
I saw many users very strong even below freezing.
他们的理论就是说呢，穿那么多下水起来脱了很太冷了，所以呢，我干脆就穿短袖的短裤，就像下去就好了。
In their theory is because they entered the water and come out with too many clothes, I had to strip myself down. It will be too cold, too take too much time. I just dress shorts easier.
我很奇妙，我们帮人家受洗，那个受洗的人常常会体会到主耶稣煮开水给他们受洗啊。
Miraculously, the most people receive water baptism. They experience the Lord have the rise in the water temperature for them. They feel warm.
但是我常常看到那个帮人家受洗的哦，那个嘴唇颤抖，有时候快要变黑了。有一个老传道跟我讲说，起来的时候心脏快要停掉了。
Oftentimes, I saw the person perform water baptism was trembling and cold, and the skin color turns. And even one elder minister told me he almost had a heart attack.
如果是你的话，你选择一还是二还是三
？If you are assigned to perform this task, which option will you take?
选一的举手。
Well, those choose one, please raise your hand.
三个、四个、五个、六个，选二的举手。
Those option two, please raise your hand.
只有一个。
Only one.
选择三的请举手。
Option three.
真的，哦，都年轻人。
Oh, we're glad it's all young men.
我妈妈教我的，我不晓得对不对。等一下，黄长老教我一下。
But this is what my mother told me, and maybe the elder one can give me a little straight.
大家讨论一下哈。
Let's put into discussion.
我们在神学院学的时候，有讲员讲说哈，不要穿那个 scuba diver 的服装了。
In the what we in the theological seminar, this one lecturer told me.
做参考了，这个没有绝对答案。
This should be your reference. So there is no absolute answer. You should not wear the scuba diving gear.
那个哈，要受洗被你受洗的人会觉得说。这个传道如果不知道就好了，对不对？如果之后想说，哎呀，你为什么不教我一下呢？都没有跟我讲，你自己这样做。
If the person receive water baptism doesn't know, that's fine. But if he knows, we'll blame you. Why don't you let me know earlier?
再来，信心软弱一点，你要没有信心哦，那怎么办呢
？Or even some will blame the pastor have no faith. What we should do?
所以神学院的讲员跟我们讲，第一个不要采用。
So lectures the discourage the number one.
有冰怎么办？有冰块怎么办？那结冰了不结冰了怎么办
？If we're going to baptize in the lake which has ice over,
还是下去啊
？Go in there.
不，那第二个是我妈妈教我的。
The second is my mom had taught me.
她说你就穿得厚厚的。
You bundle up yourself.
她说其实这个我觉得有点道理了。你那个厚衣服哈，其实保暖哈。应该是空气最保暖，对不对？有没有道理、
Scientist
是不是空气最保暖
？I'm going to ask those scientists.
隔空气的是最保暖。
In thoughts, it sounds like the air is the best insulator.
是不是
？Is that true?
好，所以我妈妈教我的啦，哈，穿着厚厚的那个蓬松蓬松一件哎，哈，啊，就这样下去了。
What my mom told me is wear the bundle myself up with lots of loose clothes and went in the water.
真的，有时候。在东部哈，实习相当冷的。
In the truth and reality, the sometimes baptized the people in the East Coast is quite freezing.
如果你真的穿短，我跟我一起受，不要说在东部了，有一个年轻的二十几岁跟我一起下水啊，负责人，我看他就在水里面一直发抖，一直发抖，我都不会啊，怎么会这样呢？
Let's not talk about East Coast, but in some cases, there's a board member who wears shorts like me who went into the water. He was trembling all the time. I was wondering what happened.
的确是，如果穿短袖在水里面，真的会很冷哦。
Truly, you wear shorts into water, it will be quite cold.
这个没有标准答案。
There's no absolute answer on this.
但是有一点是真的哈。
But it's one thing to remember.
如果你受洗了有一个换鬼
，If you're going to baptize a person who possessed by demon,
哎，那你这个之前要做什么准备工作
？What kind of practice, the preparation you should do?
进食祷告
Fasting pray
实在是讲一个比较漏气的 case 了哈。
I'll give you a bad example。
在东部，我们受洗一个姐妹啊，小姐。
Years ago, in the East Coast, we baptized a young lady。
我发觉到，我们到洗礼场的时候哈，这个请她下水推不动，好像一座山或是一块石头，真的推不动。
When it's about her turns, we found out it's pretty hard to move her. She almost like a mountain, too fast.
我在想那一天可能我们的祷告都不够。
And my thought is that particular days we did not pray hard enough.
所以如果遇到很困难的 case 哈，我们真的下水的人真的要，就是去帮忙负责人真的要好好的祷告。
If we have a difficult case, the council member and the pastor need to pray hard for it.
我们在教会里面受洗，有时候常常出一些状况。
Oftentimes in the church practice of water baptism, we have some situation developed.
我第一次呢，在 Pacific 教会最难过的一次，就是我在海里面施洗呢，妈妈在岸上哭啊。
The most saddest things I ever done is that my first time performing water baptism in Pacific Church. When I'm performing it, the mother was crying on the shore.
为什么呢
？Why？
不是我技术太烂了，不是啦，还没有了，还不是那样子。
Thank goodness it's not because of me lack of skill。
那一天大退潮啊
！Because that day the tide was out。
啊，我实在是不晓得，走这边也不够深，走那边也不够深，那个水就是走了一两百公尺哦，这边找那边也找，然后呢 ，baby 抱着找啊，这样子一直找、啊。找不到可以施洗的地方了。
Well, the tide was down. I've been walking along the beach, 300-400 yards out, try to find a deeper water to offer a baptism for our infant.
那为什么会这样呢
？Why would this how this could happen? 那
我们教会那时候还不懂啊，都没有派人事先探水位。
Our church forget at that time did not put in practice to test the depth of the water beforehand.
所以很不好意思，我看那个岸上的那个妈妈一直蛮哭，一直跳。先生，不好意思，他想说这么小的婴孩，你他抱住大海，你要把我抱到哪里去呢
？I feel so sorry, but I saw the mother was crying at the shore, saw me holding her baby, wandering in and out in the ocean. She's wondering how far do I go to carry her baby with.
所以真的预备工作很重要。
Preparation is very important.
等一下我们再讲一些预备工作，因为我们那个有个婴孩在这边呢哈。我们先来实习一下怎么为婴孩受洗啊
As we talk about preparation, let's talk about how to perform the water baptism for baby. Now we have an example right here.
来 ，Brother Woody.
Brother Woody,
你实习吧。如果你要为这个婴孩实习的话
，If you want to perform water baptism for this baby,
你要怎么做
？How do you do it?
首先呢，你看这里是 ocean 哈。This is ocean here.
We'll set a condition.
This is the sand, beach, shore. This is the beach, huh?
船到站的地方是海，那个后面那地方是陆地。
First of all, how you gonna stand?
你要站在哪里
？This is the ocean,
right? Where
you
gonna stand?
Good. Okay, I'm gonna do this.
Stand
like this.
我要站在这个方向，
侧面。Not halfway here, right?
Not help over here.
Right, get a towel and baby out.
有一个人帮助了，带着毛巾站在他对面，然后要带着孩子出来给他。
岸边在那里了哈。
岸边就在这椅座椅旁边。
The shore is over there, huh?
But
现在有几个 position 让大家选哦。
There's a few positions I ask you to choose.
那个你要帮人家施洗，对不对
？Since you're going to baptize other people.
你要面对海洋。
Are you going to facing the sea?
你要面对岸上。
Are you facing to the shore?
还是你要跟这个岸边平行？
Or you face parallel to the seashore?
选择面对海洋的举手。
Those who choose facing the big ocean, raise your hand.
Let me ask them first. Okay. 选择两个，选择面对岸上的举手。大家表示一下意见啊。
Facing the shore, please raise your hand.
比较好照相是不是？
Is that because it's easy to take a picture of?
来，为什么面对海洋？请说一下为什么面对。
For those supporting the facing the ocean, please elaborate.
这样可以知道那个
这样可以看到海浪了哈。
So you can see the way the wave coming.
那支持面对岸上的请举手。
For those raising the hand supporting the facing shore.
刚刚已经举手了，请说。
Please elaborate. 如果浪来了面向海边面向海洋的话，或许浪会伤害到孩子。
来，黄长老，你怎么站的？
这个黄 which direction your face？
岸上和海面中间侧面。
侧面啊，侧面。
The facing the parallel to the shore shoreline is the best。
我在神学院学的是侧面的哈。
When I've been trained, I was trained to parallel to the
shore. He's right. 为什么呢？大家探讨一下，没有，这没有答案，这跟得救没有关系啊。我们现在学实务嘛，哦，跟得救没有关系。不是你这样受洗就不会得救，一样得救。
This practice had nothing to do with the salvation, but let's discuss why we choose this manner.
这个哈，你这样受洗哈，我听过好几次啊，浪一来有时候冲掉了。是不是？
If facing to the ocean, I heard so, several examples when the wave hits, we lose the baby.
是不是这样？那我不晓得为什么面对岸上，我不晓得有什么缺点。面对岸上唯一的缺点就是，看好看不到啊！对对，你这个浪来你不知道。
Well, while you're facing the shore, the disadvantage of that is you don't know when the wave
will hit you. Big wave is going to come, oh, big wave. 那你这样子两边都可以看到，你这样子看。
If you stand sideways, you can see the both side.
哦，所以他们是这样建议的哈。
还要考虑父母，
所以父母
年向在那边的话，或爸爸妈妈看不到，拿着 baby 他会很关心。
This is a good reason, huh?
So it is another consideration is for the parents' sake, they rather see their baby holding your hand. If you turn against them, they cannot see the baby. They feel uncertain.
啊，你怎么抱 baby 的？来试试看。
How are you going to hold the baby?
啊，那，对，
you pray over and then you dig yourself in.
哎，向上。
您就这样祷告，三手在头上，把孩子放到水里头 ，cut the face of the facing upward.
This is facing upward.
Oh, okay. If that's the case, it's a little bit. What can you do? You can't really pull. You try your best as a person who hold it. You know, try when you dip it, try to force the face in a little bit.
Oh,
that's only it's complicated.
但是一个婴孩，您受施洗人该怎么办呢？只能做最好的处理。
Andy 试试看。
Brother Andy, would you give it a shot?
那以后大家可能当执事嘛，对不对
？Everyone has the opportunity to become deacon. We have to practice.
你怎么办？这样妈妈会哭的，厉害。
I believe the mother will cry bitterly.
有观察过传道怎么举手的啊？传道怎么施洗的，请举手。
For those have been observed the pastor how they perform.
我们让青年来试试看，来 ，David 你来试试看，传道怎么施洗的。
Brother David Lowe, try.
再最后一个，我们时间到了。
There's a time about runs out.
我们这样比较有一个概念，到底要怎么施洗啊？
So this will give you the concept how to do it.
记得传到后很快，然后加28，然后实际这样子很快，手这样子。
I remember the pastor hold the baby very tight and did a little flip when it came to water.
我只是做一个示范吧。
Deacon, would you mind to do a perfect demonstration?
嗯。
Get a handkerchief, hold the face.And go in.
应该是这样子哈。
帮他夹到。
对，把他盖住。So put up the handkerchief over the face, afraid that so prevent the baby from escape. Give thanks, Lord. I performed it's about the same.
不过我可能抱得比较低一点。
But I maybe hold the thought a little lower.
那个婴儿抱下来的时候呢，这个两只手要怎么夹着？
Hold the hands tightly. So dip his feet into the water. Hold on, hold his face. Then with your body dip into the water until. When I started, I thought the offer the baptism to its baby is very easy. But first time I tried, it was failed out.
为什么呢？婴孩都有求生的本能哦。你要把它，你不要讲受洗，你要把它浸到水里面去哦。它就是有求生的本能啊。
But children has an instinct to survive, so once you dip in the water, they'll struggle.
虽然我在神学有学哈，但是那个手没有给它夹紧。
Even though I learned, you know, a theological sermon, but I did not hold down tight his hand.
所以我一受洗呢，他的手就往上升了。
And once I dip in the water, his hand reached out above water.
所以要夹紧哈。
So you need to hold and control his hands.
这个是施洗婴孩的方法。
So this is how you baptize an infant.